Blog Talk Radio.
But
time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Coronavirus Studios and Quarantine Central in Freedom Headquarters. We're 40,000 leagues under the sea, that's right. Not 20,000 leagues, we're 40,000 leagues under the sea because we go deeper. How y'all doing, folks? Welcome. It's a Wednesday Disney Conversation. We're back to doing two a week and not having... I don't know, it's supposed to be like 39 degrees or some crap, but there's supposed to be like an massive ice storm coming. I'm like, it's going to warm up, so I don't know. And I think I'll be done with work and everything by the time it hits or whatever, so. But it's going to be warm enough by the time. I think it's not going to do anything. I don't know where you live, but where I live in the Midwest, it's like, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes and it'll change. Got some great news out of Canada. I mean, you still got... Trudeau's actually showing his face. He's like, well, you know, I don't like this either. It's been 2 years. Shut up and get a vaccine that doesn't even work. You know? Well, in Alberta, they've actually dumped mandates. There's evidence of 400 or so police that have left, and a police officer did a message. They had a convoy, kind of like a Q&A kind of thing where they said, an update, this is what's going on. And they kicked the media out, like, yeah, if you want to be honest and truthful, and I did a ton of Stop the Steal rallies, and they were just, when you saw what we did and what they reported, totally different. I'm going to get into all that. You know, when you have, I want to know what they're teaching in school. They need to bring back, like, are you smarter than a high schooler? I mean, what these people are... Oh, they asked Joe, they went around and they said that Joe Rogan had gone to Africa and killed the Triceratops and wants to bring it back, and people are outraged. What do you think? And this couple, I'll give you their answer. I'm going to get into some of that, some things like that too. Grammy winner T-Pain, unless it's been on the radio and I've heard him, I don't know. I've heard the name, but I don't think I know him. If I've heard a song of his, I'd have to hear it. Oh, that's who that is? Okay. But he came out and he goes, if you're gonna ban Joe Rogan, then you need to seriously silence half of the music on Spotify with all the bad language and N-words and stuff they use. I'll have to look into the Spotify and see if they have NWA. Because if they play NWA, like 100 Miles and Run, any NWA, the name alone... How can you try to ban Joe Rogan, but not that? I got so much I want to get into, folks, but I want to get into this first. Matthew 5, verse 10. God bless those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in. And, you know, I've been... Oh, it's been crazy. It's just up and down roller coaster, and it's bad enough. But this is, I'm gonna get into this first because they've done these videos where a guy will go around with like a 10-ounce bar of silver. And they're like, yeah, I got this 10-ounce bar of silver or candy bar. What do you want? And they'll take the candy bar. I'm like, are you kidding me? A 10-ounce bar of silver? Are you kidding me? And they had a guy. He had like a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin. I'll take your mask. You can have this gold coin. Well, I'm not going to Canada. I have no reason to go to Canada. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's a gold maple leaf. And he tries to seriously give away the coin. And if you were to give whatever he'll take your sunglasses for the coin. He'll trade you. No one would. He can't give it away. Yeah, this is like a $1,900 coin right now. Depending on 2,000, depending on where you go. And Nope. You take Joe Rogan. They had this couple. They went up to him and they said, yeah, Joe Rogan is, I don't know if you heard recently, but Joe Rogan was in Africa and he killed a triceratops, and you know, a lot of people are outraged just about that, but then he wants to bring it back and they're even more outraged. And this couple, without missing a beat, like, you know, anything for money, I guess, you know, trophy, you know, trophy hunt, whatever. I mean, you know, I'm like, a triceratops? Are you kidding me? Is this Jurassic Park? They've been extinct for how many millions of years? Are you kidding me? A triceratops? And they're not like, what are they teaching these kids or these grown-ups? That they're like, yeah, I mean, I think it's wrong that Joe Rogan killed a T-Rex, you know, I mean, they're endangered, you know. I mean, like, if someone told me that they killed a triceratops, unless it was some weird dinosaur name I've never probably heard, but a triceratops is a pretty common dinosaur name. And then instantly be going, is this some sort of joke? Is that what they, so what is that exactly? Is that something that, is that an animal that lives in Africa and that's what they call it, but it's not? Because I'm understanding a triceratops is a dinosaur that died. Is it like a lizard creature that looks like a triceratops? Have they just nicknamed it that? But, I mean, seriously, but what are they teaching these kids? It's scary. I mean, and like with the gold coin, he's like, there's a shop right over there. You can have it authenticated. It's real. No, I'll take my $40 shirt over a $2,000 gold coin. Are you kidding me? What are they teaching me? They're not. World's full of misinformation. Oh, just, you know, I shared this thing. One of my buddies shared it, and I love it. It's a Simpsons kind of post, a meme, and it goes, the same people who Shrek resist for the last 5 years, like, resist everything, resist, 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 now are demanding that we comply without question. Oh, you actually believe those? Dr. Fauci says you need to wear them up. You want me to show you all the videos where he was 1,000,000% against a mask, saying that, hey, if you cough, okay, what do? All those germs goes into the mask, and then you're breathing that crap in all day. After a day, if you have a surgical mask, which really don't work anyways, if you ain't changing them at least twice a day, they're pointless. They don't really work. Just look at all the, don't tell me that all four sides, I know people that if you twist it like this, you can breathe easier with the mask. And you can put like your finger in there. I'm like, if you can put your finger in there, then you can probably get 1,000,000 bacteria molecules through there. When people wear two masks, face shields, and goggles, and they still get COVID, I rest my case. I just want to thank COVID because the vaccine made me less sick. I was less sick and I had COVID. Don't worry. Don't worry, folks. You got McGaskill saying that the GOP owns deaths of unvaccinated because they didn't accept the science. You need to accept the science that if you get the vaccine, you can still get COVID. What's science about a vaccine that doesn't even fully protect you? People are coming out now saying, what the WTF? 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 I had the booster in both vaccines. I had two shots of the vaccine, I had a booster, and I still got COVID. And I was so sick. Well, I thought the... See, what people don't realize, and this is the stupidity of it all, even the Canadians get it, but most Americans don't get it. It's amazing how many people who have the vaccines in them or the boosters even are afraid of the unvaccinated. We're not getting back to normal because you're not vaccinated. How is it affecting you? You should be going on like normal. or you get the people that get within inches and get in your face within inches and go ballistic. How dare you not wear that? Okay, if you really believe in this mask BS, why are you getting in my face and getting in my personal space and not social distancing and all this stuff? You can be 6 feet away and say, hey, where's your mask? Put it on. No, you have to get into my face and get into my business. Because you're not social distancing. So if you believe the mask bull crap, then why are you in my face? Why are you in my face? It don't make sense. But, mm-hmm. you know, the GOP owns the death. The GOP...
Yeah. I wanted to play games on my phone, but phone.
The GOP owns the deaths of all the unvaccinated people because they didn't accept the science. What, that the science doesn't work? That the vaccine... Canadians get it.
Yeah.
Canadians get the fact that, hey, this is, we want you to get vaccinated if you want to. You don't, you shouldn't have to. India and Japan have found out that, hey, if you give ivermectin, it obliterates the
but
thing.
Yeah, I would definitely call that.
It's ridiculous. Oh, but don't worry. The gas goal.
Might call you back tomorrow, but try calling him. I don't know. You know that Lonnie gets there first, I think.
Just text me. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay because
okay. Yeah,
we live in a double standard world.
Yeah. And
they say
he's not available.
You know, like Grammy winner T-Pain says... If Spotify cancels Joe Rogan, they have to silence a lot of rap lyrics, killing each other and all that bleep. You know, if you're gonna, you know, it's funny, you know, they have all these Democrats wearing blackface and saying the N-word, but, you know, oh, Joe Rogan, if he complies, he's great.
Okay.
I mean, T-Pain's smart, man.
Okay. I'm going to take your Jeep. I don't know my oil. I got to go to my client. I got to start drinking that stuff. I don't know what oil my car takes, but the light just came on and it just flashed. It's not staying on.
Okay.
So I got to get oil.
Okay.
When I get home, could you get me?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the Jeep.
Okay. Where are you going?
I got a client.
Oh, okay.
I'm going around 8:30.
Okay. Yeah, it's my wife. She's using my car. But he gets it. T-Pain gets it. T-Pain gets it. If you're going to try to get rid of Joe Rogan, then you're going to have to do a lot. It's a, you know, it's, but it goes back to the... Rules for me, not for thee. If the Democrats saying that stuff, oh, they just throw it under the rug. But when Joe Rogan, when you have these Democrat kind of people that are waking up, like Bill Maher, they don't know what to do, and they're like, "Yeah, no, I don't. That, not. Sorry, I don't get what you're. Nah, I ain't down with that. You know, it's just hilarious because they don't know what to do when they have people that do their own thing." They don't know what to do when they had someone that they thought was leftist. Because that's what they thought Trump was. They thought Trump was like a Democrat. And then when he's coming out like a conservative, like, oh, my God, now we got to... Now he's like... And then all the people that thought he was the greatest thing ever, bye. Now they want nothing to do with him. Oh, it's great. It is. It's great, you know. But don't worry, folks. Canada's waking up because Alberta will end mandates for vaccine passports and all that stuff at midnight. Nice. Way to go. Thank you there, Canada. At least they're starting. I mean, I'm going to get in here a little bit to get old Justin Trudeau at the waste of space. Oh, Justin Trudeau, what a joke. But hey, we love Justin Trudeau. Not. But at least in Canada and parts of it, they're like, okay, we're ending this stuff, you know? They're not trying to be disrespectful. They're not trying to be rude and... they just want to have freedom. Like I posted last night, I said, you know what? I said, they better change the national anthem of Canada then, because they're not in North, both strong and free. You know? They're not. Mandates. And they get people to buy this crap like, well, how dare you not support the vaccine? I'm talking about a mandate. Screw the vaccine, because if they can mandate a vaccine, they can mandate anything. It's crazy. It is. And it's... but they get people to believe this bull crap. They got people to fight over toilet paper. We used to throw it in people's trees. So let me tell you about the toilet paper famine of 20. Will you tell that story again, Grandpa? Yep. Oh, yeah. Tell you what, man. Yeah, I was at this Safeway, and this lady was stabbing this other lady, and a guy pulled a gun out, and they were shooting each other over toilet paper. Oh. Kidding me. But people believe anything. That's, they realize that when you get someone that thinks that Joe Rogan killed the Triceratops, a dinosaur that extinct a long time ago, yeah, hey. But I guess I'm trying to understand this world we live in. There, and I've heard now, and the thing coming out of Canada is it's trying to get reliable sources, because I've heard that there have been judges, there's a judge that says that the police cannot take gas and they cannot take things. So, but it's like when you have that Canadian police officer that basically says, you're going to have to choose which side of history you're going to be on. The people that tried to control and censor and everything, and go back in history. Okay, go back in history. Show me one time in history. One time in history. One time in history where the people that tried to shut you up and censor you and control you were the good guys. My friends, now I'm finally, it's nice to see some of my liberal friends have stuff being flagged and taken down and the stuff that I'm dealing with. Because they think that someone did that. I'm like, buddy, like I got posted on Facebook that Clark Griswold and his son, Rusty, photo. And it says, Dad, do we have to hang these Christmas lights? Well, just like Jeffrey Epstein, they won't hang themselves. And it's basically stating that we believe Jeffrey Epstein was killed. He didn't hang himself. And it got flagged, and I went against the community standards because it violated them, because someone might want to commit suicide after that post. Are you kidding me? It's proving that someone didn't commit suicide. Okay. Guess what? it's nice to see some of my liberal friends get flagged for something. I had someone that all she does is say hi and goodbye and I love you and good night, and she's just there for like, because that's where she communicates with a lot of her friends. Doesn't post anything about anything, just like, hey, how you doing, what's going on? And like, somehow her posts have been moved to 90 days or something, like where it's like to the bottom of the page or something. I'm restricted heavily, but I can't find out where the, I can't find, because they've hidden the stuff, so now when you get, now when they, now if you post something that goes against the standards, half the time I don't even get notified. It just will come up like, it'll come up almost like you have like 10 of them or 5 of them or 2 of them, and then it'll come up like, this happened, you're restricted by, for this reason, and when I'm restricted, then it shows all these violations I never knew I even had. But whatever, dude. That's why I keep posting, hey, these are my opinions. Everything I post is my opinion, so if you try to, and I'm not violating any community standard, because if I offend somebody, or don't blame me if you can't handle what I post. One of my all-time favorite movies is an old 70s movie, the Kentucky Fried Movie, and it's hilarious, and most people today wouldn't get it because there's a lot of jokes and things. It's very un-PC. It's like the most un-PC movie you could ever imagine. I mean, most liberals today would lose their mind. They would, their heads would explode 50 times over, and it's hilarious. It is, they do like a whole spoof on, they do like a 30-minute like little short film making fun of like Bruce Lee movies. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh my, but it's funny as all get out, and like they would lose their head today. So I mean, they'd probably lose their crap at their fat airplane. Now my mama don't raise no dummy. Hey, come be some scratch, yeah? Oh, don't worry, stewardess, I speak jive. Oh, yeah, so you've seen all black people speak jive? Oh, well, that's like the thing about a year ago, whatever, where they were going to, like, this might be cultural appropriated, so they put, like, cultural appropriation warnings on Disney films, because not every Mexican is like Speedy Gonzalez, just so you know. Oh, Lord. It's just nuts. This whole world is just freaking nuts. But, like, the White House is backs ongoing school mask mandates. We'll explain that one to all politicians and, you know, like, Obama and, you know, Stacey Abrams. There have been a ton more photos that have been released that have been taken of her where everyone's got masks on but her. Oh, yeah, you need to wear a mask. It's funny how I guess their mask work because she doesn't need one because she's protected, but if I don't wear a mask, if I wouldn't wear a mask, they'd be like, you need to wear a mask, you know. Yeah, they want you to wear a mask, but not them, you know. It's so dangerous, you need to have a mask on, but I don't. Yes, sir. I love you, rascal. My cat came in the studio. My cat's even smart enough not to, to know not to need a mask. What's bad is when you see, like, 2-year-olds in, like, a stroller and they got a mask on them. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's what I call CPS. One of the big issues I deal with is, like, since the 80s, I love NASCAR, and it's gone in the toilet. I used to like baseball until I started disrespecting the national anthem. I liked football the American version a little bit. And I watched it once in a while, but when they disrespected my military and, you know, my father and my father-in-law served. Nope, I don't think so. Not today. But everything you watch, you can't watch it anymore because of all this crap. Then you got the Genocide Olympics. I don't know who watches them anymore. They're down 52% the viewership is from the 2018. I mean, the Olympics, in my opinion, are pretty much done. I mean, no one wants to host them anymore because, see, that's one of the big problems you deal with in this world. And it is a big issue. Because, okay, we can't afford things in this country, but you got hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on stadiums. I mean, they went nuts. Okay, you're going to spend millions of dollars on stadiums for the World Cup in Brazil, but we don't have. Where does this money come in to build all these stadiums for these World Cup matches in Brazil, but we don't have the money? I mean, we have so many millions of people in Brazil in poverty. I mean, it was a heart-wrenching thing when I watched these, and they showed like a two-minute clip of this Olympic event. And then they show that same Olympic area 10 years after the Olympics. And it's like an abandoned pool full of like mold and mildew and moss. And it's just, yeah, this is where they house these 2006 Summer Olympics and swimming or whatever. And this is this building. And they built it just for this. And after that, it was never used again. It's just sad. It's just ridiculous. Here are the people don't have, but don't worry, folks. We're gonna build these wonderful stadiums that are gonna be used one time, and that's it. And they say the conditions for the athletes over there are horrendous. And the restrictions they have on the people for COVID and quarantining and this and that. I mean, you got Oregon health authorities adopting permanent rules for masking in schools. It's bad enough in like China and so many places. Oh, we gotta have all this. No. Get rid of all this crap. There's a 364% drop in cognitive issues with kids in terms of like their like speech and stuff. I mean, you've heard Lori Lightfoot talk about a couple times about the New World Order. This is all to dumb us down. Look at what happened. People in England were standing up, standing with Trump against all these, against like their hierarchy. You had people in Hong Kong standing up against the Chinese. And when people were starting to rise up against their governments and America was starting to become, hey, look at, we're getting people off all these government programs. Dirty! COVID hits. Lock them down. Shut them. Okay, you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. We've got to instantly get government programs. You got to get people money because we got to make sure the very government that's giving you the money is the one that's saying that you can't work. I don't think so. Not today, Satan. That's the problem. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's okay, folks. The guy that's keeping you from working is the guy that's paying. I'm going to give you stimulus money. Don't worry, folks. I know I'm telling you you can't work, but I'm going to fix. Since you can't work, I'm going to give you stimulus money. I can understand that as a boss coming to me and saying, hey, that's what we're going to do, folks. It's Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, they're going to have to do major work in the kitchen. And then all next week, so Thursday and Friday, we're going to pay you, but you won't be here. And then Monday, we're going to have you go here and work in this place, and we're going to have you go and work at that facility, and you work at this facility, and you'll get hours, and you'll work, and you'll get paid. Okay. I got you. And they work it, but when they got people back, people were getting to the point where they were not dependent on the government. Now they've gotten people back like, hey, wait a minute, man, lock down again. I want to stay at home and do nothing and get paid more than I was working. I mean, for a vaccine that can still give you the coronavirus, you can still die and everything. I have seen this firsthand. And my wife, my producer, I know she gives me the green light to say this. And I've experienced this myself. Since I'm vaccinated, I'm like a second-class citizen because I'm not vaccinated. Well, what you're going to have to do here, because you know, you're not vaccinated, you're going to have to go. Now, we're going to have to prepare this whole facility just to have you come in here. We really want you here. You know, you should just shut up and get the shot because, you know, I mean, we know what we're talking about. No one's, wait a minute. Yeah, they have gotten COVID and people have died who were vaccinated from the coronavirus. No, I'm not getting the vaccine. Where's the long-term data? Like in Canada, you should have all the evidence before you get something. They should be able to put in front of you all the long. What's the effect of someone who's had the coronavirus for 5 years? Can't tell me because you don't have that long-term data. Don't worry, folks. Just shut up and don't question anything. You know, the same people saying resist everything Trump did, now they're like, just comply without even questioning. And I've said that on this program a lot. I've had people that literally told me that I'm just going to drink Trump's Kool-Aid because I don't think for myself, were telling me, oh, just get the vaccine, don't worry about it. No, we're not going to get back. And there are people still think, we're the vaccinated people are great, and the only reason why we're having coronavirus outbreaks is because of unvaccinated people. There are still people that think that we're the problem. But it's okay, folks. It's okay. We're just going to have to win little battles. I just want to know if anyone's out there, where do I get a Build Back Better shirt, hat? I don't see anyone praising Biden for anything. I don't see anyone coming out here that, since Joe Biden's president who voted for him, they're like, yay, gas prices, all right. I don't see anyone, I had somebody that they were complaining about us being out of stuff because, you know, we're short-handed on things. And, you know, it's getting to the point where our bosses are like, you do what you have to make it work. You know, if you have to get creative and, you know, we back you. As long as you're not doing, you know, because that's what a lot of people don't realize. As a chef, every day when I work, I can kill people if I don't cook something to a proper temperature, use something right. And it's like, you know, I'm like, this guy's kind of complaining when we're out of stuff. I said, I know you didn't vote for Joe Biden either. trust me, we're all in this. We're going to turn this thing around. And he goes, how do you know I didn't vote for Biden? I said, because you're complaining about us being out of crap. All my liberal friends are not saying anything about the gas price or empty store shelves or inflation, none of that. Only the people like us that didn't vote for that SOB. Oh, it was hilarious. And like that. And oh yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm only wearing this like, I forget what he calls a mask. It's like a false sense of security. You know, it's kind of like putting on two t-shirts, and it's kind of like wearing a t-shirt and then having a black one underneath and saying the black t-shirt is a bulletproof vest. yeah. Oh, it's fun. He's great. He's like, what are the, because he always asks me, like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, that caravan is getting massive, you know? And he's like, yeah, it is. I said, oh, it's huge. I want to see them. And supposedly, like, I've been trying, and that's the hardest thing. And that's what I try to do in this program, is I try to give you the facts. And that's why some of this stuff, because I get tons of stuff that, and it's hard to verify, because supposedly a judge has ordered that, like, the police can't take their, like, if they confiscate stuff, they have to give it back. They can't take their gas and all this. They're not, and they're like, they just want tons of people there. They don't want to, they want to almost be like Gandhi, like, go ahead and beat me up, do whatever you have. I'm not going to fight back. We're just standing here protesting. And what you don't see on the news is, oh, yeah, them cleaning the streets and helping and doing good stuff. You don't see that. Well, it's like they had a press conference yesterday and they kicked out the government-run media. And like, yeah, if you guys want to tell the truth and be honest and stuff, yeah, you might be invited back to this stuff, but get the heck out of here. And I can tell you firsthand, doing Stop the Steal rallies, how they would manipulate, and we would try to do things like when they were taping, so like it was very difficult for them to cut and paste because they would try to make you look bad. And they would try to make you look bad, and they're like, you know, if you're not going to be here and be honest, I told one of them, I said some few choice words, get that out of here, because we don't want the government-controlled media here. If you're not going to be here and objectively listen and objectively report what we're doing, sayonara. You know, got about 19 minutes left in the program. Wow, over halfway through the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. My wife has a medical procedure tomorrow, folks. Kind of routine thing, but just keep her in her prayers. So, yeah. Just keep my wife in your prayers. I got to go to work. I got to do that stuff and go to work. And so, but the left, they don't know how to handle doctors. and those truckers in Canada have doctors like, yeah, We just want to sit at the table. They don't want to talk to us because our data contradicts everything they're trying to shove down your throat. Our data proves masks don't work. Our data proves that masks aren't effective, that these vaccines help some, but not enough. Yeah, they produce 1,000 antibodies, but you need 1,500 to get rid of this Omicron. So it's, and look at how many antibodies. Look, there's a 20-fold increase in antibodies, but you need a 60-fold increase to beat the thing. And they cut and paste so that it looks good, but no, this is what's really going on. So, it's kind of interesting, you know, because they have, like, science. Hey, let's go. I'm a doctor. I do this. I deal with infectious disease. Go ahead. Let's go. toe to toe. Yeah, you don't want you don't want me at the table because I'm going to contradict you. It's sort of like the tobacco industry. For years, we got a million studies that say tobacco is deadly and dangerous. Like my cousin, her husband was smoking a Marlboro cigarette. Next thing you know, he put it down, clutched his chest, and had a stroke. And he's in like a partial coma on a ventilator. He's probably not going to make it. So I said, pray for him. Jim, I don't care if you get a million studies that say tobacco is bad. R1 expert, R1 Tobacco Research Council expert that's paid by the tobacco industry proves that, well, I didn't find that in my study. My study found that tobacco is actually not bad at all. And it doesn't matter if you have a million things that say tobacco is the most deadliest thing in the world, which it is. They're expert. There was all that stuff, well, you know, and that's what they don't want. Well, my study proves that masks don't work, that the vaccine, you can still get COVID, you can still smoke. They don't want to have, they want people, because, wait a minute, I was told that, we need, like I've said a million times, well, it's a million and one now, no one has come to me saying, I thought these vaccines were going to end the mandate, no one is coming to me saying, okay, I thought the vaccines were going to end it all, and now I've gotten COVID and I was vaccinated. What the heck? I know people that said that just shut up and get the vaccine so I can get back to normal. And those people have gotten COVID since they've been vaccinated. They haven't said, wait a minute here. The vaccine was supposed to end it all. Now what are they saying? Oh, yeah, that's right. I was less sick because of the vaccine. Well, I was less sick and I didn't have the vaccine. That's just how it is, folks. But that Freedom Convoy, see, we're all people that are bent over and we're legs on the table. And all this New World Order is playing a card game, board game, with your life. Guess what? When we stand up, the game's over. And that's what's happening in Canada. No, we're not going anywhere. Because they can't, what are they going to do? If they're 100% peaceful like they're doing, what can they do? They can't, okay, we can't go after them. We're going to be the bad guys. We can't sit there and send the military in. We can't send the Air Force, and we can't do, these people are peaceful protesters. They're just, they're minding their own business. As long as they hold the line and being upstanding model citizens that are peaceful, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what to do because they can't do anything. Okay, let's bring in, for what? Because then it's going to get even worse. It's kind of like, okay, I'm onto my own business. Go ahead. You hit me. I have the legal right to I don't want to fight, but if you hit me, it's like in karate and like taekwondo and stuff like that. It, like fighting is the last bastion. I had a friend one time that did that, and you blink and he flipped you over his back or whatever. And he goes, I do stuff like that. Not to fight, but what I do is I let people know, okay, I'm just showing you that I can take you out. I don't want to. If you want to continue to escalate this thing, I'll take you out. I'll make sure that you can't, you know, I will put you down to where, okay, and usually that scares them off. You know, and that's how these protesters are. The terrorists or whatever they call them in Canada, they've been called everything under the sun. You know, and it's like, as long as they're peaceful, anyone that tries to do anything, and I bet you that's what they're trying to do. Okay, how do we make these, because we can't, we'll look like the bad guys. We got to get the media to somehow make them out to be bad people. No, they're not. There's so much information getting out that these, what do we do then? What do we do? Oh, I don't know what to do. Because, I mean, if we go in and try to clear them out, there's too many of them. We can't use them force because, hey, then we'll look like the bad guys because they're not doing anything wrong but just saying, hey, sorry, we're a North, both strong and free. And if you force us to get this vaccine, then we're not free anymore. If you could show me that no one can get the coronavirus with the vaccine, okay, then I could justify it. I still don't have to get the vaccine, but I can at least say, yes, there's not been one person who's gotten COVID since the vaccine was released. Not one person. It's ended with it. The only people spreading it are the people that are unvaccinated. Then you can say, okay. But I get so sick and tired of all these people that are so scared of the virus who are vaccinated. Like, I know so many vaccinated people that social distance, won't hug, won't do anything. They got 5 masks on, and I'm unvaccinated. I'm like, come here, give me a kiss. Show me some love. How you been? Because, like when you go to France, especially, like, when I've been over to France to see my friends, like, you know, like, they don't, like, they, you kiss the cheek. You know, they don't hug. And like when his daughter came, what's that? Oh, we hug over here. Over there, they kiss on the cheeks. Kind of like the Italians. Like, how you doing? Long time no see. Ma, get over here. This is my boy from America. You know, and that's like in Italy, they kiss cheeks. Like in, you know, and that's how it is. I remember when I was in Italy, we had change, and I'm like, tip the person, that's like 50 cents. I'm like, oh, okay. Trying, because it was like, because when they still had the lira, and I'm like, whoops. Here you go. And I just wanted to make sure I gave them a decent tip, you know, because some people, that's what they live on. But it's a different world we live in. It's a different world, folks. I mean, we got all these rhinos that want to make all this amnesty for all these illegals so that they can have jobs. It's sad, folks. When as an American, you have to fight. But most people don't want to work. That's the problem. I got about 9 minutes left in the program. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't worry, folks. It's just crazy. It is. This whole world is just, and I guess that's what I try to figure out. How does this make, how does anything make sense anymore? And it really doesn't. It's one of those things, folks. It's one of those things. It's just an amazing world we live in, because now that we got social media, a lot of people are trying to find ways to get past so that people can hear the truth and see the truth. And I love it. I love it. I mean, it's just awesome. And it's just crazy because as we sit here in this world today, folks, people are finally starting to wake up, and the media is still trying to do everything they can to, you know, so it's I'm sure they have a script. Like, this is what you have to do. This is what has to happen. This is the agenda we have to push. You don't like it? Yeah, I have contradicting data that the vaccines are no good. Just shut up. No, I'm a reporter. I should be asking. No, and you have someone in your ear telling you we have a script. Okay. The vaccine is great. There's never been a problem. Push it. Praise her for it. Promote the misinformation. And that's the problem. People don't want to hear that. People don't want to, they have a script you need to follow. If you don't follow the script, there's the door. There's the door, folks. But you're getting a lot of places where people are getting out information. And it's contradicting what they're being told. What do I do? Think for yourself. Think for yourself. Take the information that you're getting. And that's the problem, because there's so much with this truck, and you got to sort through so much, and what's real and what's not and what's this. And so think about that as you're going through the rest of your day. How can I make change? How can I affect positive change? Like in Canada, hey, we're not trying to call, hey, we're here. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget in Canada, you're North, both strong and free. Don't ever forget that. 90 seconds left in the program, folks. Don't forget what our founding fathers did to sacrifice so that we could be controlled? No, to be free. If we complied, we would still be British. I guess our forefathers were racist white terrorists. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation I really hope you feel a part of. And I leave you with this. What side of the history do you want to be on? The right side or the wrong side? You have to make that choice. If you think people trying to run your lives and control you and censor you are the great people, it's nice to see some of my friends on Facebook that are super mega liberal are getting censored for things, and they think it's us when it's the Facebook Nazis. Maybe it'll take more of that to wake people up. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually put each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't ever forget that. God bless you all, and good night. Bye-bye.